Yep, to the yep. You already know what time it is, man. It's your girl POC. We back live. Revive is alive. Revive is alive. Revive is alive.com, man. 98.5 WJYN. Always screaming to the top of my lungs. The hottest radio station in the tri-state area. Make sure you click that link in the bio to take you directly where you need to be at Revive underscore POC. Follow us. Subscribe to our YouTube channel as well as our newsletter. We won't spam your inbox. We only actually send out our monthly newsletter one time a month so you can stay locked in with all the exclusive recaps, gear, all that good stuff we have going on here, Revive Radio Plus Media. So we definitely want to make sure that you support. And you already know we're kicking it off with a jam-packed show each and every Friday, 3 to 6 p.m. I'm on your midday dials. Make sure you tell a friend to tell a friend. Right now, we are getting back into our jam-packed show this evening. I'm excited to have this special guest on the line with us because we have a election coming up in the city, May 20th, mid-May, and we want to make sure everyone understands who is going to be on that ballot, whether they're opposed or not. We still want to make sure that we know who is on the ballot at the same time. So I'm excited to be speaking with the current city controller, Christy Brady. I'm sorry. And I'm excited to speak with her all at the same time because, she's actually running again to be the city controller of the city of Philadelphia. So I'm excited again to be speaking with you. Good afternoon. How are you? Welcome to 98.5. Please introduce yourself and let the people know exactly who you're listening to.
Thank you for having me. My name is Christy Brady, and I am
Brady,
the
I'm so sorry. I jacked up your name. I have two R's right here. My apologies. Brady, my apologies.
And I'm the Philadelphia City Controller. I was like you mentioned, I was elected. It was 2 years ago in a special election when the former controller resigned to run for mayor. I was appointed acting city controller, and from there is where sort of my political career took off. So
Yeah.
I'm glad to be here.
Yes, and shout out to Rebecca. She was someone who I actually voted for. I appreciated the work that she did for the city. So I appreciate you actually shouting her out this evening. So when it comes down to being the city controller, that is a huge job, especially for a city like Philadelphia. So I just kind of wanted to start there, right? Because some people may not know exactly what you do. So can you break it down to us in a layman's terms? What is the role of the city controller?
Well, that's one of the biggest questions I get on the campaign trail is what does the city controller do? The city controller has many functions. We have different departments in the office. I actually came from the largest division in the office, the audit division, and what that division does is we issue an opinion on the city and the school district's financial statements. We audit all the grant money that comes into the city and the school district. We also issue reports on each city department. And what people really like what we do is auditing, doing a performance audit, looking at the efficiency or effectiveness of like a city program. So we're independent of the mayor
That's
and
all
city
city council.
council. And we issue independent analysis of the financial affairs of the city and offer recommendations for better practices.
And Ms. Brady, when it comes down to your work yourself, this is something I also wanted to talk about too, because you were pretty much appointed to your position because that Re Rebecca stepped down to be, run for office. So some people feel like, maybe the office was just given to you and this is like your first time actually running for the office. How do you feel about the naysayers, who talked about the fact that you got appointed, but now you're actually running for office this time around?
So when I got appointed, because we're independent of the city, the mayor at the time was required to appoint someone who was already a deputy in the office. And this has happened in the past, where when and if there was a previous controller during his, and it would have been his because she was
His
supposed
first. Yeah.
resigned to run, they appointed the deputy controller of audit because, like I said, we do run the largest division. However, I was not going to run when I was first appointed, but I thought I would retire as a deputy. I had it all planned out. I know my pension when I retire. That like I thought I was going to retire as deputy, but when I stepped into that role, and then I realized because There were so many city council people that were running for office, so many people running for mayor and the other row offices. I felt that the city needed someone with experience watching over the
Agreed.
finances. And I was excited to see the changes that were going to happen with this changeover in city council and having a new mayor, that it made me want to run. And I had to actually resign to run. So it was this wasn't something I ever planned to do or thought I would do. Like I said, I was a staffer in the office. I started out of college. I took a test to get to become an auditor trainee, and I worked my way up through the ranks in the controller's office as an auditor trainee, associate audit supervisor, audit manager. My goal was to be the first female director of audit, and there was another woman who was very qualified who became that before me, but then I became the first female deputy, and I just absolutely love what I do, and I'm so grateful that I would have regretted it for the rest of my life if I didn't try, if I didn't take that leap of faith and try, because it was scary to have. I mean, because I wasn't planning to quit, I wasn't planning to resign and put my life into voters' hands and hope that my experience would appeal to them to vote for me. But I'm very grateful to the people that supported me and the people that voted for me. And I'm so happy. I feel complete being city controller.
For
I
sure.
do.
And
I do.
you've been in city controller's office in general for almost 3 decades, right? And
Yes,
then you've
sober
been,
enough.
yes, over 3 decades. And then you've been serving as the actual city controller since
Yes.
November 2023. So here you are again, up for election. Pretty much it's yours because you're not, you don't have an opposing someone who's opposing you currently. So when it comes down to, just the overall impact of you staying into this seat, like, what are your next thoughts on going into your next term?
Right now we are in the midst of completing the L&I audit. We wanted to look at how the L&I department looks at misclassified workers and contractors that are using people, paying them under the table and not giving them a living wage, looking at the permit process, and just making sure that L&I is doing what they're supposed to be doing in accordance to the charter, because they have a public safety mandate. That was one of the things that I wanted to do. Other things, like just this past year that I'm proud of, is our investigation of the city's homestead exemption program. And that was actually somebody that was living in the lower Northeast. He was writing letters to the city, and finally one of those letters hit our office, and he was looking at people that were inappropriately taking the homestead exemption, or he thought they were. He gave us a list of properties, and we took that letter, we reviewed, and he was 100% correct. And we took
Awesome.
that and went citywide and found that now the homestead exemption program, to back it up a little bit, is a program that the city instituted to keep people in their homes with the rising property tax values. And it takes up to $100,000 off the value of your home. And that's $1,400 in property taxes that you would be saving if you live in your home. So you can only take one, and it's to the home that you live in. But what we found, that people that own multiple properties, people renting properties, businesses owning properties, were applying for the homestead. And the city, when they pushed it out, never put any controls in place to vet people that shouldn't be taking it. And the city is losing out currently. We estimated, and this is conservatively, $11.4 million a year in property tax dollars. And since this is property taxes, 56% goes toward our school district. So we're working now with the revenue department to get we brought over the people that we found, and now we're working with them to get the next steps. At least going forward, make sure that they're paying. I don't know if the city's going to go back, but that was something that was pretty rewarding. Going forward, I want to look at the rebuild program. A lot of people say, they it's funded by soda tax dollars, but it really isn't. It's the
And when you're
city.
talking about the rebuild program, you're talking about the preschool.
It's preschool and well, rebuild. No, rebuild's not preschool. The soda tax dollars goes towards preschool. Rebuild is the revitalization of all the parks and recs and
Recreation.
libraries.
Okay.
Yes. And what I've been finding is that the city's closing down rec centers, not even breaking ground, and the rebuild project costs could start at, say, $4 million for a rec center. Because nothing is happening and the ground has not been broken yet, it could be 2 years. And this is across the city, and these construction costs are tripling.
Yeah.
It's going from $4 million to upwards of $20 million in the budget to
Get a
redo the rec
playground.
center.
Yeah.
And these are programs that keep youth off the streets. I mean, the rec center, you have summer camps, after school programs, basketball, baseball, arts, dance classes. I mean, these are programs that help keep our youth off the streets. And
Yeah.
I truly believe in, I mean, I grew up playing at a rec center. My kids grew up playing in a rec center. And I believe in those programs. You live in the city and these are great programs for our kids. And I don't want to see these rec centers waiting for construction to happen. And seeing these costs go up, it just doesn't seem like it's a very efficient program. So it's something I want to look at to see why it's taking so long
To get it
from the
done.
point of breaking ground from the point of breaking ground to
Actually, about getting it done, getting it re renovated.
yes,
Yes, totally
exactly.
understand. And
And it's across the city. It's across the city,
you
so.
touched on some major points. And I'm not sure if you can answer this, but I want to ask, when it comes down to the current mayor, Sherelle Parker, she just made a huge announcement last month. Well, earlier this year, I would say, because we're in May now, right? Like, where's time going? But
Right,
earlier
right.
this year in March, she made a huge announcement about the budget, and she's going to be putting, millions of dollars into housing. And I just want to know your thoughts on that, because you talked about the rebuild program, which actually has a correlation or intersect with housing. And then you also talked about, the issue with the overall tax budget. Well, not tax budget, but the tax issue when it comes down to people abusing that situation, right? So talk to me a little bit about, if you can answer this question, when it comes down to this big budget that the mayor has planned for helping with affordable housing and housing security in the city.
Right. So we've been listening to, the budget testimonies from the administration and the questioning from city council. We're still waiting on details for this borrowing. So it's not something I can really have answers to these questions because we're still waiting on some of the details of it. But it's a big budget, and our office. What we do is we're not, part of the budget process. That's publicly out there with City Council. But once that's approved, and once the money gets spent, that's where auditing comes in, and we make sure that it's that whatever is budgeted towards whatever programs are approved in the City Council process, that we would make sure that it's being spent effectively and efficiently. So that's sort of the limitations of the controller's office. Yes.
Funny question. Who calls your phone the most? City Council President Kiana Johnson or Mayor Sherelle Parker?
I would say, I work with both of them and the city council members, and it was really good that I say it was a blessing that I ran 2 years ago with, and I like to joke, the people I audit because normally I don't. Normally this is my cycle, and having to when you run for office, you're really putting yourself out there, and you're very vulnerable, and it sort of created, I think, bonds with the elected officials, and I think they realize that my intentions are not out to get them. I want to work with them to make
Awesome.
city better. I mean, that's what my career was making sure that what we do, I always believed was good for the taxpayers. Even if they don't really recognize the work that we do, because a lot of it might be behind the scenes. Issuing an opinion on the city's financial statements, what does that mean? It means it's the fair presentation. But that opinion, if it's a clean opinion, helps the city with their bond rating. If they don't have a clean opinion, then their bond rating would go down. So it's very important, our function in our office, to have that independent analysis.
For
So
sure, and I appreciate your transparency, and thank you for answering my question as well.
yes.
But for those who are just tuning in, you're listening to the current Philadelphia City Controller, Christy Brady. I want to make sure I get that correct, Christy Brady, who's live with us here on 98.5 WJYN, and she's actually up for re-election this coming May on May 20th. So definitely, when you get to the ballot, make sure you check that box. But at the same time, Christy, I want to ask you. Speaking of transparency, one of the biggest things about controlling a budget is that the people want to know, right? The people, the voters, the constituents, the residents, we want to know. So how are you keeping, transparency within your office?
So, one of the biggest tools that we have are when we issue a report. We try and get it out there in social media. They're on our website. I brought back, when I became elected, a community affairs unit that goes out across the city to explain to people the role of the controller's office. And that unit also, I rely on them heavily to also let me know what's going, what concerns are of the citizens. So they keep me busy going around across the city, meeting with civic associations and different PDACs and just all across the city. And right now, just to throw this in there, we're doing a city survey. It's a 3-minute survey on our website, and you rate city services, and it will help direct where we perhaps go into our next audit, or just where we put our resources.
Down to the team. That's a great idea.
Yes. And I'm very proud of this. I have a monthly newsletter called Municipal Money Matters, and it gives out information on the fiscal affairs of the city, or something our office is doing. And the last one I just issued was comparing revenues that the city receives with the five other largest cities in the country.
Awesome.
So that was really informative, and we
I love
expect to
that.
do this on revenue since we
That's
are in a budget
the
process.
next step, Christy. I think that's community engagement right there.
Yes. And I love it. I mean, it's something I noticed when I first ran. I did recognize the importance of getting out to all areas of the city to hear the good, the bad, and it's good for me. I actually kind of bring my auditing skills in, because it's like, oh, tell me more. Like, what else can, give me names, give me numbers. I'm taking it all in, and if it's something that touches all areas of the city, it will definitely rise to the level of an audit. So that's what makes it rewarding. One of the other things, by the way,
Talk to
speaking
me.
of the elections, is election poll worker pay. And since I have been elected, because I've worked for the city for so long, and I have a relationship with the finance director and the treasurer, I brought together the city commissioner's office and finance and the treasurer to find out why it was taking so long for poll workers to be paid, because it is a long day of work, and they deserve to be paid promptly. And I brought those departments together and found where the issues were, and streamlined the process. And now poll workers are getting paid within 2 weeks when the process took up to 2 months or more. And I'm very, very proud of that. And that's been since I've been elected.
I appreciate that. And I
Yes.
love your passion, honestly, because I think that's what we need, for the city. That's one thing that The people want to see is that we actually have people that are in office that are for the people, by the people, and are passionate and actually passionate about the work that they're doing and actually passionate about the job that they have, especially because they were elected to be there, you know. And
Yes.
that makes me want to ask my next question, you know, when it comes down to, because you talked about community engagement, you talked about being out there, you know. So when it comes down to the city controller, right, you are independent from the other arms and the other branches of the city. So that means you set your own rules, right? So how can we make sure that we're also holding you accountable for the things that you said you were going to do, right? Because we want to make sure that the city is moving forward. So how can we make sure we're holding your office accountable as well?
Well, I think for sure, first of all, just letting me know if I'm out there, I definitely listen to who I serve. I mean, that's front and foremost what's most important. Putting out there our reports, and also we get peer reviewed once every 3 years, but not only that, we also bring them back every year to have them look at what we issue. So it's something that happens every year. So we do have a review ourselves, and it's always been a pass because we have, I believe, our office is like a machine when it comes to auditing. I mean, we have quality control standards. We have technical consultants. All of our audits go through a rigorous review process because we have to make sure that what we do is correct. I mean, we're the ones that have the information, and we're able to get that information out there, and that's my job.
And then also, I just want to ask you, because this is election season, and you're controlling a budget of Philadelphia, right? One of the
Yes.
largest cities in America. And when it comes down to Philadelphia, we kind of sort of a little tad bit, you know, I'm always going to give love and show praise and grace. We kind of have a bad rep, you know, from our elected officials and our previous budgets and different things that have happened with mismanaging money within our elected officials and just in our ecosystem of how our government has been ran locally in the past, right? And I see changes, like you say, you're excited about the change as well. So how can we make sure we are going to sustain that change at the same time as we're implementing new ideas, we're implementing new changes. Some budgets are growing because we're taking on different developments in the city. Like, how can we make sure we are sustaining that change and we can keep hope within our city government?
That's a really tough question. I believe that keeping everything transparent is probably foremost with all of this. When the city's spending money, we need to be transparent about it. And through auditing, auditing's not 100%. A lot of it is based on sampling and things like that, but if there are issues out there that need to be highlighted, I take that information. It could end up being in one of our monthly newsletters. I might end up, we have a policy unit that might look at that policy to see if it's efficient or effective. It might end up being a performance audit. So in our office, specifically in the controller's office, it would be about transparency and accountability. It would be, within our audits, and other than that, with keeping other elected officials on their toes, I think it's the same thing. I mean, it's the city council process. It's the public testimony. So it's about getting out into the community and listening to who we serve.
For sure. And you have an election coming up, Christy. Again, I thank you so much for joining us here on 98.5. Thank you for making time throughout this busy election season. And I wanted to ask you, for people who are just getting to know your actual campaign, what is your campaign standing on? Like, what is your slogan that you're running on currently?
Probably, I believe in transparency and accountability in city government. That's always been my number one issue. It's why I have the Municipal Money Matters. That's why I brought back our Community Affairs Unit, and I really just like to, if I find a problem, I like to figure out how to solve it. So that's what I stand on.
All right, I love it. And May 20th, people are going to get out and vote. Did you have any last words that you want to leave with the residents here at the city of Philadelphia as they're heading to the polls on the 20th?
First, I want to thank everyone. Please vote May 20th. It's a big election day. We have me, I'm on the ballot. We have the DA. We have a bunch of Court of Common Pleas judges, municipal judges, and the likelihood of you being in front of someone, it would be the municipal judges. So please get informed, learn about them, and please go out and vote May 20th.
And how
Let's
can
bring it
people
out.
how can people find more information about you, social media, website, all that good stuff?
We have our my website, controller.phila.gov. I'm also on social media. I'm on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, PHILA controller, Phila controller.
Okay,
Yes.
awesome. I appreciate that. I still say Twitter myself as well.
I
I keep
can
forgetting. I mean, for me, it's definitely going to be Twitter forever. I'm a Twitter fan, but at the same time, I understand. I get it.
That's
We're
funny.
telling our age at the
Yes, I am not young. I've been
same
working for the
time too.
controller's office for over 30 years, but
I appreciate you. Thank you again for making so much time for us on this
thank you.
Friday. And I look forward to staying connected, and congratulations in advance. And you still have to, get ready and geared up for November as well. So I look forward to
Yes.
talking to you in November as well. So thank you
Button
so
number
much.
22.
Thank you so much for the
Thank
work that you're
you.
doing. Peace. Have a great
Yeah.
weekend.
Thank you. Anytime, please invite me back.
I got you, no doubt. Thank you
See
for the
you.
work. Peace.
Bye bye. Thank you.
You already know what's